عليه وسلم This subject, شهادة أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is very important subject. So many people do not understand and realize how important it is. It is important to the limits that if one says La ilaha illallah and believes in that without believing and saying Muhammad Rasulullah, he is then not going to be benefited out of La ilaha illallah. As what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one whom my spirit in his hands, no one of this ummah, meaning the ummah of the da'wah or the ummah that the call is given to, no one of this ummah would hear of me, whether he is Christian or Jew, and not believe in me, except that Allah Ta'ala will put him in the fire. And as you see this, brothers and sisters, very clear. And this is not especially for the Yahud and Nasara. This is generally, but only an example given by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show that if these two groups who are the people of Scripture are going to be in the, are going to be dwelling in the fire, if they don't believe in Muhammad as a messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what about the rest, the idol worshippers, the communists, the whatever it is? So it is very important for one to know that it is part of La ilaha illallah to believe and say and accept that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he's the last prophet and messenger. You'll see the false prophets of those who came after Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam claim that they are prophets. And when you tell them, or when it was told to them, you cannot be a prophet because Muhammad was the last prophet. They turn and say, yes, that's true, but I'm a messenger. Well, tell us how you are a messenger. He says that Allah Ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. It says that Allah mentioned Risala and Nubuwa, the message and the prophethood. Both are mentioned in the same ayah. They say, why? Allah mentioned them both except to show that one is different from the other. So what? Tell us what? They say then, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger. And the last and sealed prophet, but not the last and sealed messenger. And that's why they claim that they are messengers, not prophets. He said this is wrong. Because the messenger cannot be a messenger unless he is a prophet. Because what is the meaning of the terminology prophethood? Prophet is the one who receives revelation. That is the prophet. And that's why we see in the time of Musa alayhi salam, there were many prophets. His brother Aaron and his slave or his servant and many, many others. John, many others are prophets. So, we have many prophets. Every messenger is a prophet, but not the opposite. And that's why it is wrong to say that somebody after both Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a messenger. That's wrong. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there will be 30 liars complaining or claiming that they are prophets. Then complaining from people not accepting their da'wah. And claiming that they are prophets while they are liars. They are liars. Dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about Muhammad as the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we need to understand that there are four things for us to do, four obligatory things for us to do towards this Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What are they? Count with me. طاعته فيما أمر وتصديقه فيما أخبر واجتناب ما نهى عنه وزجر وألا يعبد الله إلا بما شرع أي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طاعته فيما أمر to obey him in all what he commanded you to do. Whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told you to do, you got to do. Allah تعالى said, إن تطيعوه تهتدوا. If you obey Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, you would then be guided to success. Allah تعالى said, ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيره. Whoever opposes the messenger after it is very, very clearly proved to him that he got to obey and follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah will lead him to what he chosen with no guidance, with no protection, and so he will fall in the fire and the devil's action. So we have to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but upon our abilities, on our abilities. It is not just to obey, because and sometimes you cannot do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to do exactly. So you would do the best of what you can do from it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned you from doing things. وَاجْتِنَابُ مَنَهَا عَنْهُ وَزَجَرُ, and to avoid whatever He forbidden for you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I commanded you to do something, then you do from it whatever you can do. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. And if I forbid anything for you not to do, or forbid anything for you to do, then you need to avoid. You got to avoid it. You got to avoid doing them. And that's why it is very essential for one to know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do and what he forbidden for us to do. That is how it is very important for us, the brothers and sisters. It is very, very important for us to avoid whatsoever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to avoid. And there in the commanded acts, we said that you do as much as you can do, as best as you can do, as good as you can do, as what the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I commanded you to do something, you do as much as you can do, as much as you can do. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. And if I commanded you not to do something, then you have to avoid doing it. Is it as per ability? No. Why? Because abandoning doing something is actless. Nothing to do. It's only to avoid, to stop. Example. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to pray 5 times a day. And he commanded us to stand in this prayer. If you cannot stand because you're ill, then you can sit down, because this is your ability. إِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَانْتَهُوا. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbidden for us to speak to our neighbors and salah to the persons beside you. It is forbidden to speak in salah other than they rituals of the salah. So here we don't say as you can. However, we say one thing. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it is very, very important for one to learn how to perform this religion. And this is what we are upon today and the last few days and the coming few weeks, inshallah. We are here to perfect our worships. As this program is titled by PIPI, Perfect Implementation of Worship. Perfect implementation of pillars of Islam. How to implement and fulfill these pillars very perfectly. They serve is to believe him in all what he told you from the news of the past and the news of the future. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us about many things happened in the past, even before he was born, hundreds of years. He told us about the story of Adam and Eve, Noah, Idris, Moses, Abraham, Isa, all these things he told us about. And the people of Bani Israel, and what happened to them and what they did. He told us about all that. And this is all things happened in the past. Would we accept or we say, oh, we need witnesses? We have to accept. We have to believe. We have to believe that. He is the most honest creation. If we don't believe the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and telling us news that doesn't increase our iman, doesn't increase our reward, then what about the thing that he said that it is from Allah? A command to do, a command to avoid. How come I accept this and I don't accept the news he brings me? Not like a man who is known as a da'iyah these days, and he's carrying PhD, unfortunately. And he said that the hadith of the fly, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the fly falls into a cup or a liquid that one of you would drink, then let him to push it in, because it carries in one wing viruses, illnesses. On the other wing, there is the medicine. Or the antibiotic compound. By Allah, it is, by Allah, it's not made in so and so pharmacy or medicine factory. This man said, I don't accept this hadith even if it is authentic, because Muhammad is not a medicine doctor. And I would accept this advice even if it came to me from a Christian medicine doctor. That's what he said. It is not my wording, it is his wording. This guy is way, way far from Islam. Way, way far from Islam. No one can say that. This is kufr. Why? Because who says that is rejecting Allah's statements in the Quran and calling Allah as a liar. Because Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So, Allah said that, Allah commanded Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in all what he brings. He said, he never speaks from his desire. It is only the revelation. So we got to believe and accept the news that he brought to us. Whether it is in the past happened or in the future going to happen. The fourth thing that we have to believe, or when we say we believe in Muhammad as a messenger of Allah, then we have to give the fourth, which is وَلَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ وَلَا يُعْبَدُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ وَلَا يُعْبَدُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ. And Allah must not be worshipped except by the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us. Allah ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. Say, O Muhammad, to all of them, if you really love Allah and you say that all your deeds is sincerely for Allah, then prove that by following me, following my way. He is the best example for believers to reach the Jannah, to gain the pleasure of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best example for the whole nation. Then we have to take his sunnah. We have to take his way. We have to follow him. And there is no choice between him and others. So, let me just summarize what we said today. We said that believing in Muhammad as the messenger of Allah, it means believing in him as the last and sealed prophet and messenger, and no one is coming after him. And whoever says that he's a messenger or prophet, then he's a liar. Except for Isa alayhi salam, the one who was raised to the heavens, to the lower heavens, where him and his cousin John are living there now. Isa alayhi salam will come down to the earth. Why? Because he didn't die in it. And Allah Ta'ala said, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَىٰ. From it, meaning the ground, from the earth, we created you. And to it,